This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What's intimidating to me about the clock is that it is just wrong from the very beginning, because Kevin starts the clock, very slowly lurches forward to set the clock. Like, what's incorporated in the time that we're now looking at has been the entire process of setting up the clock.
So
well, I think that I have more content than I do.
Yes.
And content is king.
Yes. Yeah.
And here I am, a lowly peasant, not enough content, because it's being stolen from me by Kevin's creaky hips. You hear him, don't you, when he has to lean over with the clock to put the clock down. And it's like, I'm watching the fucking numbers. It's like, it's just, this is my life. Like, so much of my life, I have an actual quantifiable image of how much of my life is just me observing Kevin's creaky asshole hips fucking struggle to get a clock down in front of it, when he remembers to do it, to get it in front of his little board there.
Yeah.
And this is fake, you know,
shit. He doesn't do anything with this shit.
This is the heir to Bartelt Insurance, and like, he was the Bartelt boy.
Really?
The original Bartelt boy, actually.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And you decided to come to HeadGum?
That's right. And Chris, if you need anything at all, say the word.
But this is like, thanks, just Kevin. So you know, before you say, I actually would not recommend saying any words.
No.
Because what they like, their whole premise is that like, money that goes into his hips, for example, is out of his pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so like, they're like, why would, anytime you want like medical care and stuff, they're like, why would you want to do that?
Well, when I walked in, the way Kevin was facing me, but his legs were almost facing the other direction.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's like,
how off his lumbar he is.
Well, he has a Playmobil, hinge in there. So that's actually normal. His
that's the creak where you're getting those kind of,
yeah.
Because it's like a metronome. I'm hearing it too.
No, I know.
It's kind of like a 110 BPM.
Well,
I've really been trying
to
think about it less. And I know I brought it up, but it's the amount of time I've spent envisioning like sort of internal structures of Kevin's body just based on like the sounds I hear and the positions
with your eyes
I find
closed.
Him in.
Yeah, kind of.
I get lost, man, because it's like, it's a puzzle, right? Like, it's like not all of it makes sense. Like, what I have, the information I have,
the lungs are
doesn't
the ass.
Fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's like it's contemplating the concept of infinity. Like I go, like, what's the very end of the universe? Like, how far is it? And then I picture that and I go, well, then how is it the end?
Well, it's a lot like,
I'm inside a glass jar, you know, but then what's outside the jar? Who's holding it?
Something that we talk
Christ,
about
I suppose.
Quite a lot is the end of Men in Black.
We talk about Men in Black. So the end of Men in Black, people who haven't seen it in a while, I'll refresh your memory, it is Christ holding a jar. Within that jar is humanity and the stars.
It's coming out to Christ. So
it's
beyond the two aliens playing with the alien baby with the marbles, it zooms out. I guess I've stopped the movie, but it goes out a little further to Christ holding a mason jar.
Those aliens are inside
like
a jar.
An old Smuckers with the
with
label.
The snorks on it.
You see like the
with
white
the name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
Which snork is on it?
Which snork
is on the? I don't remember which snork is on the jelly jar.
It's All Star. Wait, no, Daphne's on it.
Okay.
That's Aki
right. There's
is
a bunch of snorks on it.
Now, remind me of snorks. What are snorks?
The snorks are a race of sea creature. They are smurf-like in their society, and that snork replaces a lot of words that you would you stub normally your toe, just
snork.
Yeah,
yeah,
the, yeah. Snork of a snork.
Yeah, yeah.
You,
yeah.
Snorker. You might think like, oh, they're species. Are they species, not a race?
Yeah,
but they are a race. Like that's very yeah, like okay. explicitly okay. laid out in the in, yeah in the show.
Well, it is, and there's, it, yeah, in the story of the show, there's like. Aki is a pet octopus. There's All-Star, Reggie, Daphne. Am I wrong? All-Star's name is All-Star, right? The main guy.
Daphne doesn't seem to fit in. Daphne's kind of like a nice English name.
She's human. She's just straight up okay. human.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was Daphne yeah. Zuniga, if you remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just ended up under there somehow. Okay. And the Snorks have a little... tutor, like a little spout up top.
It's a snorkel,
but they are,
but it doesn't stick
always,
out of water.
They are always underwater.
Does yeah. it excrete stuff? Is that how, like, is it like a blowhole?
We will never know because it's all underwater. Like it doesn't that. No, there's no bubbles coming out.
What's yeah. their weight?
That's how much do they weigh? Question.
Yeah, like each snork.
Well, they're in water, so as you know, the weight, like if you stand on a scale underwater, it's not going to be the same weight that we'd have out here. So, like,
say
what?
You got them on dry land. What would a snork?
If I got them on dry land,
yeah.
Hang on, back of the napkin, just scratching out a little quick math. For any of them, I guess. And Daphne looks a little smaller than All Star, but think, I
yeah,
think,
they're all roughly yeah.
800 pounds.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I thought, yeah.
They're filming them from far away.
Okay. Okay.
So that's I mean, interesting it's, because it's they drawn, always but describe I think it is also, themselves.
They're filming the animation.
So they're like a black bear, the size of like about a size of a black bear.
I think so, yeah.
In the opening sequence, they do say, like, All Star says, like, hey, I'm All Star 66220.
Yeah,
And like they all do their height, which is all in the 6'4 to 6'10
they give their stats
range.
And they're like yeah. center yes. frame,
but that's underwater.
That's underwater. That's
so
underwater.
Cartoons should do that. I think, so then I you think gotta, you should say your height
because often you don't have like any other context.
Well, here's what turned out:
brutal NBA light, you know, or like you know, mm-hmm. with that really
where they went to college. They should all say where they went to college
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Chattanooga I mean, they're scared State. Of another animal, and this animal.
No, I don't remember any. I don't know.
So, I wasn't asking you, but they're scared of another animal, and this animal's name. Okay. And you got you wonder who named him. I think it was the Snorks, but the animal is called the Snork Eater.
Yeah.
This right. is a big fear they have. You imagine.
No, I can't.
You're walking around, and it's just
Chris
like,
eater?
Yeah, there's a fucking Chris eater.
No, I'd be scared.
Yeah,
that would definitely get.
But this might make you more comfortable. There's actually an animal named the Snork Eater Eater.
Okay.
Within the world,
talk about an ecosystem,
right?
Talk about, I mean, the circle of life. You know, mm-hmm. like it's like a. I can't. I'm trying.
Well,
to think
what'd
of an
be fucked up
eater.
Is if the Snorks eat that. Then we really could close the
talk
loop.
Talk about infinity. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be so fucked up.
No, that's like thinking about Kevin's hips.
There's something sexy about it, you know, when you think
oh,
about
God,
the,
I, yeah.
the perfectness.
They
that's why we brought it up.
You can just kind of
yeah.
relax. You can kind of like close your eyes and relax when you think about that.
But the rest always... of the network oh. is doing well, so... We're struggling here with the clock. It's
oh,
been
talking
a while
about
since you've,
yeah.
Yeah, since
yeah.
you've been on.
Oh, it's
and we,
nice.
We
I
started
mean,
with HeadGum.
The network's doing well. They've gotten some other shows, some bigger shows.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. incredibly quiet in the general in the shared space out there.
They leave the space got, for the creativity
this,
to exist in
this
here.
Is, it's yes. like a pediatrician's office yes. kind of in here.
I sat
nice.
Down today. Kevin was sitting on the couch. I walked in. Kevin sort of greeted me.
Yeah.
I said like, "Hey, babe," something playful, and I sat down. And I think said one sentence, and there was a woman next to us at the table who was on her computer, mm-hmm. and she kind of looked, turned, saw me, picked her computer, walked into a different office, closed the door.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I walked
protocol.
In. There was
that's
an energy
the script they're running.
It was a very
yeah.
like
yeah.
Keep it down.
She's like,
but they're
oh, you're
adding new shows all the
other.
Time, and so like there's not a lot of time to like be silly. Like we're actually like running a real business here. They mm-hmm. just added a show. I saw outside. There's two new posters.
Yeah.
There's one for a show called Touch Grass, which nobody told me about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody decided
was
that
not
was
not made aware of it.
Is that,
that
like,
was worth mentioning
is that about
to me.
Like the you should get offline thing? And
yeah. I, again, no one has decided that I was.
We learned
worth
from the poster.
A,
yeah.
Yes.
We that's how we find out about it.
But
what's
I do
going
draw inspiration for, from that. And I'm sort of wondering how we can, because I'm trying to go, like, my phone is like, I'm trying to. Get off my phone like everyone else, and I'm,
sure.
I'm trying to touch grass.
Yeah,
if we could figure out a way to get the podcast out there in a way that is also getting people off their phones, and so it's like a book.
You want to play it like from like
I'm wondering
speaker, like, you know, when like there's an
emergency.
Or
like a player piano.
Oh, that's brilliant. A player, some kind of thing that just plays.
It was partly
this.
Something my
that's
idea.
Not like electronic.
We talked about it beforehand, and I also was involved in the player piano idea.
Oh, Sean, no, I love that.
Yeah.
You know how We Are the World, how everyone had to listen to it at the same time?
Yes.
That's what this could be. It could, and I think I saw your hand in the player piano.
It felt
idea.
Player it,
piano.
It had some
be
of my
so
DNA.
I mean, it's really good that you advocated for yourself. Saying
thanks,
that
because
that
I just
of...
I saw how much you liked it, and I just felt like maybe Hayes was going to get all of the kind of shine off of that. Which, by the way, Hayes was crucial in coming to the idea of a player piano,
and that's big.
But
of
it just
you
didn't
say,
happen exactly big, without you know without both of us. I think that's what's so cool about us. Is like, you know, Hayes, yes, okay, great. Me, but, sure, all
what
right.
What was the first thing you said after Hayes? Hayes what?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great. Me, sure, all right. But Sean and Hayes, you know, that's how you really end up with like, the player piano.
No, absolutely.
But one's so big that like everyone in the world can hear it, or there's so many. But how do you start them all at the same time that way?
Remember Live Free or Die, where the terrorist hacked either the traffic lights or Sirius XM radio?
Live Free or Die Hard, you mean?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, I just wanted to be clear for... I knew. It's not a sorry thing. It's a like... that's right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I think you guys could probably do something like that, where you hacked Sirius XM or like the Prius, like... the seatbelt or the backup cam, and that's like a little like clip of one of your
in this town we should get the Tesla interface, you know, get in there, replace the fart machine that comes with that car, you know about this, you hear about this?
Yeah, that set me back about a month. I just covers up in the bed.
Yeah.
When I found out about the that
consumption.
Really,
yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard was supposed to be for New Hampshire what Lord of the Rings was for New Zealand. And then the actual movie comes out. There's barely anything about New Hampshire in it.
No.
It's not set in New Hampshire.
It's just using the license plate motto. It's just a play on live or
well, and it's adding, and it's adding a word to it. Not to pile on you for leaving it out before, but it's you the license plate motto, but that's not the entire title.
Yeah. No, totally. No,
So while we're working that out, I don't know. I mean, the numbers are
bleak.
I think as we're adding more shows to the network, people are finding out about different things to listen to, and this was sort of an unforeseen consequence
of competition.
Of
people
are now listening
to
other stuff.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah.
That we had not necessarily expected there to be competition.
It seems like you guys, because the way I knew
thrive
you,
in that environment.
No, nor do I. Yeah. The way I got to know you was over Zoom, and you were very comfortable over Zoom. You were probably and now that you've had to come to the office and you see all the posters, I think that's probably how this is getting.
I'm wilting. I mean, I'm.
Yeah. It's driving you to madness.
I'm a hothouse flower. These damn posters are going to be the end of me.
Yeah.
I'm looking behind me. What the fuck?
I saw you swatting at one. I saw you swatting at like a bear, doing a bear swat of like some cute thing.
You got bears on the brain today, friend. 800 pounds straight to black bear. The idea of a SWAT bear only for you.
Because we have posters. It's not like we aren't familiar with posters.
But when you're on Zoom, you don't have to see these posters.
And the posters I have are not like competing. They're not trying to take my audience away. It's an alien try to pass me a big fatty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take me to your dealer. Right?
That's like literally the opposite of trying to take my listeners away.
One of the promo pieces is an alien passing a blunt to camera.
It's not, this is the thing. The posters, it's not a promo piece. Mm-hmm. It's just a poster I have.
Just a fucking kick-ass poster.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think of posters as being stuff that's just like cool to think about. alien with a fatty, right? Ferrari Testarossa, you know, stuff that I can actually like just trip out on.
How many times
have you
seen Ferrari? Or is that what it's called? The one where there's no dialogue, but it's Adam Driver.
It's called Ferrari or Die Hard. Yeah. how many times have I seen it?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm excited to see it. I'm interested to see it. What's going on for me right now is at this stage, it's got to be about the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, right.
I mean, that would be a treat. That would be a reward
for
me achieving something with this show
that
I could be proud of, that could go on a poster maybe that would get hung up. And that's hopefully happening now with this episode, but that's not what I've done to date. And so until that happens, I don't get my dessert. I don't get to watch my Ferrari.
What you've done, and the last I saw you was on the 101 when you were protesting the Barbie snub.
Yeah, well, it's just, it didn't fucking direct itself.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, I just saw you head out the sunroof, just, and you have your vanity plate as iPodcast, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you were protesting.
Yeah. Like, and it has a comma drawn in after that.
Well, it's
of course.
They don't let you do a comma.
It's a rebus. Like, okay. It's an eyeball. It's a paw. It's the letter D. And it's a fishing rod, doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not many people are getting
a lot.
People think it's eye claw rod.
But the misunderstanding that you had was
eye clawed rod.
When people were talking about the Barbie movie, you thought that they were talking about Marc Maron's review of the Barbie movie on TikTok, and that's what you thought had the snub.
Yeah, well,
and you brought a clip of that, correct?
Of course. Can we air it? Can we show it?
Can we just run that clip?
It's shot on like an iPhone 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only like, it's like 1 megabyte.
Yeah, and I I see a fucking protest. It's like, I'm probably going to get involved.
Yeah, right.
Like, let's face it, there's a lot to be frustrated by. I'm not going to be up on all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people seem to be, you know, talking about Barbie. The Marc Maron review, of course, I'm familiar with it. I know what you're referencing.
Yeah.
So like, it's easy for me to engage. And I just thought like, well, that must be related to what they're doing out here. So I got out of my sunroof and then that's where you saw me.
Yeah.
And then did we talk?
No.
That's right. Now I'm remembering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think what you were trying to do, because like you said, he was protesting, but he was still in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to
block
the 101 in a way to like you actually get attention. And so drift the car so it could cover multiple lanes.
Yeah.
Ended up, I think, drifting in a way that just took you gently down the cold water exit.
Mm.
Yeah.
You ended up at Tapia Brothers Farms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you seemed really mad.
Well, I am still.
Yeah.
You know, I bury it under a lot of stuff, but if we're going to really get in there, like, yeah, I thought the Marc Maron review of Barbie got snubbed.
Totally.
And it was just a fucking bridge too far from is the last straw. There's been a lot of things that haven't gone Mark's way, that haven't gone my way,
no.
haven't gone, sorry to bring you into this haze, haven't gone Hayes's way.
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
No, there's a lot of things. Well, it depends on what you're about to say.
Hayes's way, just for context, Hayes's way is very similar to Mike's way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Mike's way?
Oh,
the works.
Crisp.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
What's the same?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Spread, oil, vinegar, salt, pepper.
Oil.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay. So the universe that you guys occupy is dense with okay, so Mike's way is a Jersey Mike's sandwich
to Mike's way.
Okay.
But mine is salt, pepper, and I basically like turkey dust. I turkey as a condiment.
Oh,
yeah. Or like a spice.
Dried, turkey powder. Turkey. How you can get spice, onion powder, powder. But
yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's turkey
you can,
powder.
You can
it's
powder pretty powder. Much anything.
Yeah.
And so, look, I mean, you just basically they grind up the jerky and
yeah,
they,
I mean, don't
they end up
I
with like a
my
dusting of
powder.
Turkey. Yeah, yes. Not before I've had my turkey powder.
Yeah, it's that classic Times Square T-shirt you can buy. Don't talk to me until I've had my turkey powder.
Yeah. No,
you know, the pilgrims used to
schwack
that
shit.
They used to schwack that shit.
Yeah, they used to.
That's how they kept the shoe so shiny.
Yeah, they chop up some fucking highway lines of that shit, man.
Oh, my God.
And
putting the belt buckles on everything.
Yeah. Talk about drifting off the Coldwater exit. No, they were fucking going somewhere
they
nice.
Need a, you need a belt buckle on your hat when you're having too many ideas from schwacking turkey powder. You got to cinch that on.
Too many business ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if I have this, Kevin?
That's for you. I love to win. I love to win at business, man.
So it seems like you asked for water, but were not very specific in your request. So,
yeah, I was brought in every, I was fog. There was a lot. I was brought in every kind of, and someone brought to me shaking.
You Kevin, got still and sparkling.
And Kevin, dry can ice? I actually have that instead? Yep. Can I have that instead of him?
Do you want Chris's or do you want your own?
He's asking you permission.
He doesn't have to have Chris's, have but his? He, yeah. But he, if he has one, then Chris can have one.
I'm leaving. Yeah. Like it, like almost like in a noir, like what a what a woman would leave.
Except around, not just one part of the rib.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They call me the 360 drinker.
Mm-hmm. How many town. People were drinking this fucking glass? Yeah.
What kind of an event? Yeah.
It looks like the True Detectives encountered some sort of ceremonial ritual.
Yes,
my God.
Yeah.
This was no suicide.
There must be 16. They were hot. Hot ass women drinking out of this. I mean, these are like red lip. These are like Dick Tracy era, you know, kissers on here.
Do you worry that those were there before?
No, because I have a clear image of, I remember thinking, that's a really clean glass. As I zoned out briefly, just briefly.
So they're cleaning the glasses really nice. The it's really everything except the number, like the listener numbers.
The listener numbers, yeah. So you said you mentioned that I seemed angry when you saw me, and I am still angry. And you know, I'm really angry at myself.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
I'm mad at myself.
Thanks, Sean.
And it's me. That. Yeah,
I really appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, I appreciate you appreciating it because, like, sometimes I say it and I just get nothing back.
Yeah.
You know, but with you, I got a little bit.
Sometimes dudes don't know how to react to that kind of, like,
It's a thing, isn't it? This toxic dudularity.
I do want to propose something. And I remember.
I started to spell that phonetically in my head, and I think I popped the blood vessel.
There's a G in it.
Is it a J?
It's a DG.
DudeGelarity. It's one of the most complicated.
Dudularity. D?
Use it in a sentence? Origin?
Toxic dudularity. Thank you. Dudularity.
I remember us talking about this at the very beginning, like if things weren't working the way we needed them to, then this would be break glass in case of emergency type.
If it actually came
2002,
down to
2003,
yes,
that this talk was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys were 35, 36?
Yes.
Yeah.
What inspired us at the time to do this was the post 9/11, like Nelly and everybody getting together and like doing that big song about like the world, like healing the world. Like it wasn't We Are the World, but like it was bigger than that.
It was I think it was more impactful. And I can't remember if this happened or if I just thought it should happen, but Nelly pulled one of the Band-Aids off his face and put it on the globe. And like really tried to heal the world.
And he screamed, when he took it off, he screamed so loud for so long, I remember.
Oh yeah, and just a beam of light started shooting out of a hole in his cheek. And it was like a Cyclops thing or
something. Carson Daly fell back.
just like shaking.
It was the cover of What's Going On with Diddy, Jermaine Dupri.
Oh yeah, of course.
Bono,
Justin Timberlake,
Gwen, Aaron Lewis from Stained, all the Backstreet Boys,
Uncle Cracker,
Christina Aguilera. No, I don't think he was allowed to participate.
Yeah.
Britney, Destiny's Child,
yeah.
Ja Rule. That's the part I really remember when he was like, "What's going on in the world filled with pain? Where's the love for which we pray?"
Yeah. Oh, I totally remember that. He's kind of stole the show.
Yeah. And so we're like, hey, how do we contribute to, like, we obviously, if we had been asked to participate in that, like, that would have.
What would you have done with a verse?
I think we would. That was our question. And I think the answer was we would have done this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have done like an hour 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they would have to cut that down to like maybe a 1-2 second clip. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it would have been up to them. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be in the edit with them. But yeah, we would have done like an hour 30 podcast. There would have been 38 minutes of usable content from that. It would have been, you know, it would have jumped around a lot. Let's face it. But yeah, I mean, whatever they decided to put in the song, I don't think anybody would be mad at a longer song.
No.
At that time, it's like, yeah, maybe like
we didn't even
actually take some time to like,
yeah,
our phones weren't what they are now.
No, I mean, I think that would have been really good for like for me as a middle schooler to see, you know, Britney Spears, like at a time where I'm looking, you know, two celebrities and pop stars. It's you know, it's Britney, it's Gwen, it's Bono, and then it's you guys
what
sitting
about some
down.
Guys that are not old.
And it's you guys sitting down,
especially at the time,
and talking with, I don't know, who would the guest be?
Yeah,
that's
been?
The question.
Right, at that time.
At that time
in 2002, I mean, I hate to say it, we probably would have tried to get Kevin Spacey. we probably would have at least tried.
Sure.
You know?
He's probably promoting David Gale at that time.
He's like,
Life of David Gale. Probably he's in character as David Gale.
Yeah. No, he's writing his own ticket. So if we get him.
His last podcast appearance.
I hate to say that now, knowing we didn't do it and it would not have aged well. And I don't know that we could have gotten him because David Gale, I guess, wouldn't want to do the show.
I appreciate you being transparent that you would it probably realistically would have been
I
Kevin
think that's
Spacey.
Probably who we would
it would have
asked.
Been disgraced actor Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I also sort of, I mean, like, and again, because Mark hadn't really done this, like, Maren hadn't, like,
he was just punching the drywall of the comedy store.
Yeah, exactly.
Point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could we have done sort of like the equivalent of like his Dane Cook episode with Bin Laden and just like.
Yeah.
Just laid it
all out.
Been like, here's why we're mad at you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did just you steal like this vlogging format?
Like, hey, part of us was jealous of you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, you know, you had figured something out. But then also saying like there was an element of us feeling like you were like you hadn't paid your dues.
Right. Right.
And we're telling Bin Laden that.
And you rose to this insane fame.
And then he's going like, dude, like, thank you for saying that to me. Like,
right.
I had this crazy
inferiority
complex.
Because I've always been such a fan of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, you were the guy when I was coming up. Mm-hmm.
So we are the world. It's the verses. And is this, are you guys ending it or are you in between
it's
verses?
It's not We Are the World. It's What's Going On.
What's going on? It's What's Going On. And then it's you guys in the middle of this or like, it's like a verse.
What's Going On or Die.
You talking to Bin Laden.
I actually think it should be the beginning. So
you got to go through an hour and a
right
half.
Right now, it starts right now. Like, Diddy goes,
like once
what's
the
going
music
on?
Starts, like, people are probably not going to be that down to listen to the whole podcast between us and Bin Laden.
They need to know that there is Britney coming. If they know that they got all of the, out of the way. So I think
it would probably benefit us and them.
Because the song already begins with like kind of a podcast, I think. I think Diddy goes, what's going on? And Jermaine Dupri goes, tell me.
Yeah.
And so already this was like.
No, that's conversational. I mean, that really was a precursor to like what we do now.
Yeah. Absolutely. You two don't listen, but I'll tell you if that's how the song, like where we can sort of plug in the podcast. But.
And I remember Justin Timberlake looking in a camera lens as a reflective he's like looking at him. You know when you can tell when someone's looking at themselves, not looking into a camera?
Yeah.
That's what I remember of JT in the beginning of this.
And if we had gotten in there, I mean, it was like this podcast would never exist, probably, because we would have like said what we needed to say there.
Yeah.
And so now we've had this opportunity to do this.
We were
all this
built
time.
For that moment, you know what I mean? And now we've kind of been chasing our tails because we missed our window.
Yeah.
And we're here. We've been tapping on the glass for 500 episodes. And
okay. There is a little conversational piece in the beginning. So we just do that for
an hour 20, hour 30.
Yeah. Or like minus fucking 7-8 seconds for like, can you imagine? Actually, it would have been great to have Kevin's 2002 hips.
Were your hips better or worse in 02?
Way worse.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the result of
that's
a lot
what precipitated
of work.
the Playmobil mechanism being inserted, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
So you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, Hayes, you're saying that you guys are hurting for listeners, or you think, because you're seeing all the posters.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
And so this
we're
is
fucked.
You're fucked because you're seeing all the other offices
we are
sprouting up.
Absolutely busy boned.
We are getting hammer fucked by the goddamn Touch Grass podcast. We don't know who hosts it. We don't know what it's about.
No one told us.
And I'm getting piled dry by that fucking thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, this sounds like it may be anxiety, you know, especially, and here's why I say it may be anxiety, is that you seeing these posters, it's not, it doesn't seem to be any actual data that you guys are getting. And then that leads both of you to 9/11. And thinking about how
if only we had done something then.
If only we had released a podcast, you know.
We wouldn't be in this pickle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's a way forward here.
Yeah.
And I do want to talk to you about this.
Oh, sure.
But, I think what can turn the ship around, are you leaving?
I was thinking, I was seeing how fast I could get. I was in my body.
I was hoping we could talk about it now.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I can leave later.
I think it's time for us to get out the costume chest.
What are you talking about?
I think we need to get the costume chest.
We have a costume chest that we prepared at the very beginning of this process, not to use in the first episode.
Sort of like a go bag, but it's just like
not to maybe use in the first year, but if we ever needed it,
we needed a costume chest,
like a. The way that like a college improv group would have tryouts, they would have like a bunch like a pile like a hula hoop and stuff like that.
Just options that we could
in case of an emergency
draw from.
We have a
very
we
need
some
a
very
persona
powerful totems where the power I think is such that it's not totally under our control if we. If we utilize it. Same for a college improv troupe.
Yeah.
Where this power can elevate you to such incredible heights.
Who are you behind the
on
mask?
Stage.
Yes, yes, yes.
But it can also turn on you, slip away from you, and effectively turn itself on the whole universe.
Completely.
It's like that paperclip, like, you know, the paperclip. Like what if you invented a paperclip that's eats everybody
that killed that
I think we may have grown up in different cultures. I mean from Snork to the paperclip, all these analogies are so far beyond me.
My dad was a talking scientist, so he's like the science of
what are you talking?
Saying things beautifully, clearly.
A talking scientist
yes, like he understood the science of talking very nicely and well in ways that I sometimes forget. So like when I'm explaining a concept, like I've been steeped in this since I was, since I was like the tiniest baby
it's
in the
so
world.
Normal
you're
to
an Earl Grey
tea bag. Well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy is, not water, not too hot.
Of course.
That's too hot. Most of the time, that's too hot. It doesn't have to be that hot.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
Especially when you buy it from a place.
Yes.
It's like unlivable.
Yes.
It takes like a day to cool.
This is stupid. But I get this thing that's so hot. Like, are you... You're an idiot. Why'd you do that?
You guys talking about...
Hey, Sean, sorry. I got... Sorry, Sean.
No, I just... Are you talking about like tea water?
Yeah. This shit is... This is the most dumbass shit.
I really, as you say, when I get that handed to me, I really look forward to, you know, a day and a half from them when I get my one good sip. The one, the fucking, it's
yeah.
36 hours of this.
Yeah.
And then it's, and then the next sip is like, is it? And then it's too cold. So
can I please? Can I? I'll take one tea, please. I'm gonna be thirsty this Friday,
and it's on like a Wednesday or something. Yes. Yeah,
totally.
Day and a half.
No, yeah, those are so right.
Dude. I'm so glad that you're talking.
So you
about
are leaving.
Tea water.
No, I'm not leaving.
You gotta stay, man. You gotta stay. We
around.
Found this. Right?
I know. We found this. Yeah.
And so I think one by one, we can just pull some of these items out from the costume chest, and you can talk. You've done this. You've adorned twigs.
I mean, I thought I was over it.
You inspired us, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, if you want to drag me back into the costume chest, let's do it. Let's do it. Where's the chest?
Okay. It's right here.
Do you want me to get it?
No, it's right in front of us. It's been in front of us the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay. Okay.
And so we crack it open. That's Kevin walking over to open it.
Squeak, 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 squeak. Oh, no.
Oh, the dust.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Kevin is shaking like a dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dust was coming from Kevin. Oh,
yeah, his wooden hips. Or, he just sanded them this morning.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Pull something out. Oh, spider.
Ah!
I don't want to kill it. Be sad to kill it.
If you kill a spider, if you kill a black widow spider,
mm-hmm.
The venom, does the venom get really, like, do you then get the...
It's a mercy. To me, that's an act of mercy.
Of course, but do you...
Ever since her husband passed.
Mm. Okay.
She's been hoping that someone mm-hmm. would.
Yes, she's in grief. Doesn't
have the courage to do it herself.
Yeah. She's mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Okay.
Just to answer your
scientific question. Like, how does the venom...
Well, it must be injected. Yeah,
it must be injected.
Yes, they pierce the skin.
If you have like an open wound, and then you rub a spider.
I suppose yes. I suppose if you crumbled up a Black Widow's remains onto an open wound, you may receive some sort of like allergic reaction.
Some sort of body backlash.
But
okay,
I'm not that stressed about it for you. I would say, please don't do that, Chris.
Yeah.
Because we need you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now, we need you.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks.
Your voice, we're going to need that. It's an election year. I can't have you, you know, succumb to the crumbled up Black Widow wound.
Okay.
Yes. We might find another what's going on type mm-hmm. situation that has to be tackled.
Where I have to come in.
I do not want to be doing that without Chris.
Thanks, man.
So,
yeah.
Hey guys.
Costume
it's
wise.
It's me, Travis Kelce, and me, Taylor Swift, and me, Chris Fleming. We've got an announcement to make. We're getting married. Right? That'd be huge.
Come on.
I could see myself in a three situation with
Okay, so
getting totally shafted.
But I pulled out here.
Just never getting to pick where you go to a restaurant or something.
It wouldn't even make the news. It would be like, I'd clearly be in a throuple with them and no, not even Vulture would talk about it.
Yeah.
It would be like, clearly, I'm like in the pictures.
Travis Taylor and friend pictured here.
Travis Taylor and the other one in their relationship.
Yes.
And they wouldn't, and no one's going to,
and
people wouldn't
third,
even care.
Yeah.
Yes.
And third.
Third spouse.
Husband.
Wait, so this costume chest, I'm seeing, I mean, it's pretty funny what you're doing with the pool noodle right now, Sean.
Hey, you know, I just saw it and the shape gave me an idea. What if this was a feather boa?
And the way you've been slinking around with it, I can almost see, I mean, talk about the red lipstick.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I am moving. It's a feminine way of moving.
I see you moving around.
Yes.
Kind of touching us.
That's, I mean, that it's,
I'm doing
it's funny.
Almost like a little bit of a songstress
You're doing a little Marilyn Monroe.
I'm not singing,
okay.
But, yes.
Mr. President.
And like, it's funny. Like, mm-hmm. that's fine. It's fine to do that for a second. That's not what the pool noodle was originally intended for.
But maybe I should be singing,
That is supposed to be a character, a prop for a very large...
Catfish on the table.
Gospel
in the air.
It's fine to do it for 1 second. I just want, like, if we're going, if this is going to work, it's going to have to, like, we're going to have to stick
to
the plan.
We have to take the costume seriously. They can't be repurposed.
I like how your songstress became Mark Cohn. It became...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Thank you.
But, no, so you're saying the intention of the pool noodle was
actually... The pool noodle was supposed to be for... It's a big noodle and it's supposed to be for the world's biggest Italian man.
Memphis. It's supposed to be what?
The world's biggest Italian man
eating spaghetti.
Yes, that's eating. Like, That's spaghetti for the biggest Italian.
Which leaves you with the task of miming a giant invisible fork and then imagining, well,
swirling the pool noodle.
How many pieces of spaghetti are in a traditional Italian dish of spaghetti?
How many pieces of spaghetti?
How many pieces? Yeah.
Ooh, in a traditional one? Okay. All right. Back of the napkin, man. Let me scroll down a few numbers here. It's a heaping regular portion.
Regular. Not like a nice restaurant where it's like six pieces. I'm talking like a, you know, it's full.
It's regular, normal. We're normal guys.
Depends on the region. The traditional in Toscanino, they cut it up.
It's sorry to. I feel like keep I'm asking for clarification.
I feel like I'm at a family party when I'm talking to Sean. It truly is hard to remember that we're on camera and that we're being recorded.
Is it bolognese sauce?
Bolognese
on the pastito?
Are you talking about bolognese?
Is it bolognese on the pastito? Mm-hmm.
The bolognese button.
Bolognese.
Mm-hmm. Is it a bolognese on the pastito? Because that could affect how many noodles fit. It's gotta be. It's a number between 1 and 10, you said?
No, I don't think I said anything.
Okay, I'm not sure I understood the
you
question.
Think you think that I had the answer? And that's why you're.
It would have been helpful.
Bolognese, I mean, talk about Lord of the Rings with Bolognese, you know?
Yes, Bolognese was the bravest of them all.
Oh my God, when Bolognese...
Yes.
Yes.
...jumped off of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
When he stepped forward.
Into the pit.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
And my nunchucks.
And he had but one seaweed snack, you know? Uh-huh. And he's jumping in to the pit of 2 years.
The
pit of 2 years.
Yes.
With but one seaweed snack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bolognese.
It's akin to suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet...
From boredom.
The triumph of... Bolognese, yes?
Yes.
He returns.
Yes.
And
yes.
Has a little corner of the seaweed snack yet left.
Yes. Ugh. And who played Bolognese but J.K. Simmons in 2022?
J.K. Simmons.
And they put him back.
They sent him back there.
Well, they green screened J.K. And then they put him back into the remastered. So we see Bolognese, and this is over scenes that are already happening. So there's they're not adding any time.
And when the movie came out originally in the early 2000s, they were like, we will fill someone into this. We will take care of this.
We know we're missing
and
something.
And we know J.K. Simmons now,
we're
projecting forward in time. He will be prepared for
this
in
20 years.
He's
not ripped enough, and he's not bald enough. There's still a couple...
Big little sprigs like a baby.
He had a couple sprouts.
He had a couple little
curly hair.
Yeah.
He had a couple little piggies.
And they couldn't get rid of him.
This one, and then finally this one went to market.
They were as resilient as Bolognese. I mean, these last few piggies, but at long last we did eliminate them, and now we have the movie as I always intended to watch it.
And thank God Bolognese found his laptop. In the 2 year pit, the pit.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
And was able to order. Was able to order seamless. No, that's obviously not part of the movie. But I mean,
but you were having a little bit of fun with it. You're having a little creative license.
I do think that should be part of the show.
Seamless. Or adding fun.
Just
adding
a little fun every now and then.
Okay, yeah.
It's obviously serious analysis of the Lord of the Rings re-edit, but I do think that we should be able to joke around a
little bit. So I found here a Civil War uniform.
Yeah. With mutton chops? Oh, yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah.
Those are mutton chops.
Those are mutton chops. And so people are like, oh, is it like the South? Like, no, it's not the South.
No,
it's like,
no.
Is it the North? No, it's not the North.
Oh,
this was a new state.
Oh,
that we sort of devised at the time because we were talking about how to solve war.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously the South is bad, but like the North was like big. Everyone was being kind of crazy. So like, who could have shown up and resolved this?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Civil War uniform. from a state that we created called Pentatonexico.
Pentatonexico.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the premise is, what if pentatonics were... What if basically every resident of an entire state were in pentatonics?
Yeah.
So Utah.
Yes. Well, eventually Utah did sort of adopt this premise.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the time we were doing this, we didn't really know what was going on in a lot of the middle part of the
the flyover
country at the time. I mean, like, we really people had set up no idea. Stuff there, and they were doing their own thing. It's hard to get out. We have to traverse the whole range. We're trying to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And so, it's a state of like 2.5 million people or something like that. They're all in pentatonics.
It's mostly bison walking west, right, in that part of the state at that time?
Yes,
they're
exactly.
They're just kind of in a constant west.
So you're trying to traverse the range, and yeah. It's like trying to get down the sidewalk in New York. Like, does anyone know how to walk in this freaking city? All these bison are like coming all to their bison stampeding towards me.
Yeah, right.
And so what if an entire state of pentatonics mm-hmm. were able to, like, as they're like getting ready to fight and stuff, they were like, hey, all of them in harmony, but with a little swag. Yes, there's mm-hmm. one guy.
Yeah, doing
the most
percussion.
Charismatic guy.
Yes. Yes.
Totally yes. Bald.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got this like throat. Wears one of those collars so he can make throat noises.
Yeah, but at the time.
Like a priest collar?
Some of them, they wear like a, it will look like sort of almost like an S&M thing, but it is for a cappella singing.
Yeah. It's for beatboxing.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps them.
And they're all wearing, like, for their music, all the pentatonics are wearing what Ethan Hawke's character in First Reformed has on. At the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke
in First Reformed. Have you seen that movie?
Remember?
Okay.
Oh, he's rotting from the inside. There's blood coming out of him. Okay. And so he is wearing like a...
Has he had Maya Hawke yet?
Do we want to say he's wearing a suicide vest?
Okay. Okay.
Which keeps... Now I feel like... It keeps coming up because I talked about Bognese and now we're, and so it feels like we're circling around this. And I do want to say, to be responsible, like, if anyone out there is depressed, listen to what's going on. Like, look for the helpers. Nelly was there. Ja Rule was there. You know, Britney was there.
Where's all the love for which we pray?
Yeah. So
Macy Gray probably wasn't actually allowed in the building. She probably tried to get in, and they probably said, "Actually, we're good, Macy. Like, we have all the verses filled."
Right. I didn't remember her name being listed off.
No, I think that's around the end of her tenure, but
yeah.
Oh, okay. So pentatonics are kind of going their walk. It's almost like the
Pentatonexico.
Pentatonexico. It almost reminds me of the band that leads the band.
Yes. And so the guy in front is miming a flute.
And then,
yes. The little drummer is mm-hmm. like doing drum motions, but they aren't carrying any.
And they're all wearing like Express for Men tight jeans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're just getting mowed down.
And they crest over the hill. And yes, basically, they're all in a line. And so basically, one cannonball.
And they're doing
all out.
Give it to you.
Yeah.
But the blast of the cannonball perfectly provides like a big drum sound that does fit into the song, which just makes everyone kind of pause and recognize the message of Pentatonexico.
Yeah. And then as that goes boom, it's just a small town. It's just a small town girl. And then he gets mowed. Boom.
Yeah.
He gets mowed down. And then another one. I'm living in a lonely world. Boof.
Yeah.
And then they just keep getting.
Took a midnight train going any. You know.
And
yeah.
Both the north and south sort of converge on Pentatonexico.
Mm-hmm.
They forget what it was like, what they were fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just needed to get something out of their system, and Pentatonexico appeared. and they crested the hill and they were all
yeah.
Oh, so it's kind of small, Pentaton, Mexico, this state.
No, the state is huge. They they marched over to the, like, to this battle where there was a hill.
Yeah,
got you.
I feel bad because that's such a like fleshed out idea from this costume box, and I see the costume that I put in there, which is just called Braces Statham. And I'm going, like, I didn't really think it through, like, the whole story of, like, the war and the cannonball, and that's, like, such, so rich and detailed, and I'm going, like, Braces Statham, like, I don't even really have, like, an impression.
Well, an
I guess he's, like...
idea if Jason Statham had orthodontistry work done.
That kind of was where I was coming from. That's kind of you to say.
It would undo a lot of...
And at the time, that was a really...
It'd feel a little different, yeah. Like,
I'm gonna kick the shit out of you. And he's just got a full powder. Mm-hmm. But first I got a tighten me power expander. Mm-hmm. And then his mom tightens.
Lost one of me rubber bands. Yeah, it's just like, he's gonna.
I need tighter rubber bands.
I don't know.
Remember when you think it was kind of hot in middle school when you had the rubber bands? I felt kind of sexy when I had the rubber bands attached.
Mm-hmm. You could do like a little... dueling banjos.
Yeah.
Gong, 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 gong. I remember when. I remember. We're off my mind. Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And like the fact that you've basically got two trebuchets in there.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
I mean, the firepower you're packing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blasting paper wasps. Talk about a cannonball.
Mm.
Mm. Y'all ever shoot paper wasps?
No.
I've hit the fucking bus driver's hand with one.
While he was driving the bus?
Yeah, he reached up to adjust the mirror right at the moment that I was fucking... Right, yeah. I mean, you couldn't, one in a million, but...
You must have been crowned king of the fucking community.
Nobody knew but me, man.
Oh, you were doing this solo?
I had to be like, who did that? That's crazy. I'm as mad as the bus driver is about this happening. Maybe madder.
What was that story?
Which one of you?
Did you claim to have been identical to Elijah Wood at a certain point? No,
I didn't.
There was someone that you said you were in a store and your mom's friend claimed that you were a famous child actor.
Come on, get out of here. You're gonna make me humiliate me.
You really did tell me this story once.
I did probably tell you this story, yeah.
I think
Who was it?
I worked at a dry cleaner and a woman brought her daughter to the dry cleaner to show me to her daughter because they had watched the film A Walk to Remember, and she said, I think the boy at the dry cleaner looks like Shane West.
Okay.
And I of course knew this young woman, sort of that's popular girl West. From the grade above me, and I was home on Christmas break from college, which of course I was not attending. And I was just being shown, and she kind of had to be like, yeah, I know who this is. I've seen him, was not impressed then.
She had to debunk.
She just was like, okay, all right, thanks, Mom. And it was like, see? And then it was like, all right, then they left.
You were George Bailey. Someone had to stick around the town.
Yeah.
But imagine a world without you.
Yeah, with high-waisted, baggy-ass pants.
Where... A mom brings her daughter into the dry cleaners and there's nobody there looking like Shane West.
That hope that they had driving to the dry cleaner, that they were going to see Shane West working at the dry cleaner, that is a gift, that they otherwise would not
have
gotten.
That's true, yeah. I guess I did. I just provided that. This was before all these phones and stuff, so like...
Yeah.
They didn't have much to do.
You can just look at Shane West like you can now,
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
it's so easy to look at Shane West.
You had to drive to a dry cleaner.
Like, wanting to look at Shane West, we can just do it. And we don't remember that, like, that was not at our disposal. We had to go to the dry cleaners and have somewhere in the town do.
Look at a boy who looked.
I may have said it before, but at the dry cleaner, you got all these, everybody's name is stapled to their ticket. And you look at a lot of names. And there's one customer whose name I remember, and he never came in, but I was always hoping to come in and see him because in my imagination, as we talk about like the hope that you have for something, I just thought there'd be a real character entering, and he just, his clothes stayed on the shelf the whole time, never was there when he came in, but the name was Merle Jupiter.
Wow.
And just the idea of what Merle Jupiter, I mean, that's something for the costume box, huh? Like, what's your Merle Jupiter?
Well, it's the sorcerer's hat that we have right here is my Merle Jupiter with a necklace of a solar system.
Mm-hmm.
That's Merle Jupiter. And also a weight, like there's a stick in here, and that's to break my legs to make me about waist high. And that is my Merle Jupiter going, where are my clothes? Where is that? I can't seem to remember where the dry cleaner is. And that's my Merle Jupiter.
Okay, well, that makes me glad that I brought it up then. I didn't realize you had one.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to get away with this, I guess, because people can see it on camera. One by one, these drink powder pockets, the packets have been falling out of my pocket over the course of the show.
It's about 70.
Oh, do you have a pure one over there?
Raw, you mean?
Raw,
no,
yeah.
They stopped ordering the raw
ones.
I gotta try that one. Yeah, there's one that's raw flavored.
What are you talking about, raw flavored?
I've never had it.
Hayes had it.
It's like original.
What's the blue one?
It's for like a real, you know, survivalist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who just wants a taste.
None of this fruity.
Yeah. Watermelon.
Chocolate caramel flavor.
Graped fruit.
Yeah, give me raw.
Just give me raw.
I'm not in here every day.
Do you have raw chicken breast?
Yes. It's powder. You can powder anything.
Unrefrigerated chicken breast?
Turkey powder,
unrefrigerated chicken
turkey breast.
Yes. Chicken sushi. Chicken sashimi flavor.
There's a great chicken sushi place popping up
down the street from
great.
Here.
We got to go
more
there.
More competition for us. That's exactly what I want to
perfect.
Hear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So when I pivot away from podcasting.
Why don't we put a poster up?
My restaurant is also D.O. fucking A.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
Bye.
Well,
bye.
Chicken, bye. Your chicken was raw.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.